coming up at the end of the month, February 24th, Soup for the Spirit at Tom's Country Place. It's being put on by North Ridgeville Community Care. And here to join us now to tell us more about that event is June Yost. June, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you for inviting us to be with you.
Well, before we get into the Soup for the Spirit event, I want you to give us an idea as to what North Ridgeville Community Care does and who you guys serve.
North Ridgeville Community Care is the helping agency for North Ridgeville. We serve the less fortunate, food, clothing, help with utilities, housing, and so on from there.
Now, you guys have a number of different agency programs that are available as well. What kinds of agency programs are available to those out there listening right now that you guys provide?
Well, we provide meals the last week of the month at the different churches in town. We also have a program called the Essential Program. That's where you can come in and get 10 items of items that you cannot buy with food stamps. We also have food and clothing on an everyday basis. We have the special holiday programs, and any need that a person has, they can bring to us. And if we can't meet that need, we try to find someone who can.
Well, and obviously all kinds of wonderful services, no doubt about that. But you guys, I know right now, focused on the February 24th event, just about 3 weeks away, Soup for the Spirit, which I know is a very big fundraiser for you guys at Tom's Country Place. Tell us what all is going down at the Soup for the Spirit event.
Well, first of all, it's at Tom's Country Place so that we know it'll have excellent food. And from there, there are Chinese raffles, sideboards, and all kinds of games of chance and so on for the evening. There will be music and entertainment, and we hope to have the spectrum of sound from the high school.
Very good stuff. Well, we can vouch for Tom's Country Place because we were just there not too long ago, and we know the food there is phenomenal. The people that run Tom's Country Place do a wonderful job as well. Very well organized, such a beautiful place, so I know it'll be a wonderful venue, no doubt about that. You mentioned that there will be prizes available with sideboards and Chinese raffles. What kinds of prizes are available?
Oh, my goodness. Everything that you can possibly imagine. There is jewelry. There is a lottery tree. There are vacation trips, simpler things, golf outings for the summer coming up, and just about everything you can think of will be done up in a beautiful basket, and people can put their tickets in the basket and hope to be drawn out to win the prize.
June, what's the goal coming up here for the Soup for the Spirit? As far as North Ridgeville Community Care is concerned, is it to kind of get the word out about you guys? Is it to raise proceeds, a combination of the two?
Yes, it is. It's our Board of Trustees annual event, and we try each year to make it bigger and better, and it is to raise funds for our program.
June, how long has this event been going on?
This is our 10th annual Soup for the Spirit.
Oh, wow. So this is a pretty, I would say it's kind of a milestone then, correct?
Yes, it is. I'm sure that our board will have some special surprises for us.
Okay. Well, very neat stuff. Again, we're talking with June Yost with North Ridgeville Community Care, talking about their February 24th Soup for the Spirit event coming up at Tom's Country Place. A lot of great prizes available with sideboards and Chinese raffles. And you mentioned this is the 10th for you guys. How has this event changed and evolved over the course of the past 10 years?
Well, let's see. The first one we had was in a room at a church. And from there, we went on to we needed more space, and so it was at the and the past several years, we've been at Tom's Country Place where we can have more people and more activity.
Very cool stuff. Well, June, before we let you go, for our listeners out there who are wondering how they can get involved, what kinds of information do you have as far as how to go about purchasing tickets or just where to go to find out some more general information?
They can call us at the center, the area code 440-353-9716. And we will be able to provide them with tickets, or they could choose to be a sponsor of the event.
And there are a few different layers to being a sponsor, correct? There are a lot of different options, aren't there?
Yes, there are, from $100 on up to $1,000. And then, of course...
I think we may have lost June there. All right, well, sorry, June. We've certainly enjoyed having you on the show, but I think something happened to June's phone there towards the end of the interview. But again, North Ridgeville Community Care, we do have some more information on this. I think June was trying to get the word out there also. The number is for you to call if you are interested in purchasing tickets to their Soup for the Spirit event, 440-353-9716. That's 440-353-9716. You can also visit their website as well. There's more information for you on there to take a look at, not only for their Soup for the Spirit event, but all of the wonderful things that they do for the community of North Ridgeville as well. So check out the North Ridgeville Community Care website as well, where you can find out more about the agency programs that they provide and to see what level of sponsorship you might be interested in for their Soup for the Spirit. Sounds like they've got some really cool prizes available too.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good time. She didn't exactly have those out there for us, but look, anytime you're going to Tom's Country Place, you're guaranteed to be having good food. When you got the games like that, you know there's going to be some great prizes out there for you to have the possibility to win. So should be a good time. The beauty of it is the proceeds go to charity as well.
Yep, goes to a wonderful cause.